Joining us now at our studios is Northfield Mayor Rhonda Pownell. Good morning, Mayor.
Good morning.
How are you today?
Great.
And you brought with you a special guest.
Yes, I did.
It's Chau Truong. Did I get that right? Or sort of right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Who is the owner of Tin Tea here in town, new business in Northfield.
Yeah,
we're going to find out about that in just a moment or so. But I want to talk to you, first of all, a little bit about the Economic Development Authority and a role they play in some new businesses getting their start.
Yeah, that's right. And just wanted to highlight very briefly, because I really want to get to Chau's story here, because I think she's got just an amazing story and want to hear it. I think the community will be really excited to hear what she has to say, too. But first, just wanted to highlight for folks or our business community out there that the EDA has several different programs that are there to help grow our existing businesses within the community. And a new partnership that we have partnered or contracted with is the Metropolitan Consortium of Community Developers. Okay, say that really fast. It's MCCD, and they provide no-cost one-on-one business support for entrepreneurs and small business owners. So it's free. They're accessible to all business owners within the city of Northfield. So they do business and strategic planning, marketing, communications planning. They do some financial assessment, network referrals, etc. So MCCD is a new resource out there for our business owners. So you can go online and sign up for an appointment with the representative from MCCD. So just highlighting that. And then we also have a couple other reimbursement grant programs that the EDA is offering that matches private investment one-to-one up to $10,000. So the first one is our facade improvement program, and that's primarily for our downtown business owners and giving them an opportunity to help update the existing historic buildings in our downtown area, which isn't inexpensive by any means, but it's a level of financial assistance that we offer. We also have the Riverfront Enhancement Program, which is open to all buildings and properties directly abutting the Cannon River or public property along the riverfront for projects that will engage the riverfront in a more direct way. So again, those are both match of one-to-one up to $10,000. And then, of course, we have the microgrant program, which has been around for a really a long time that the EDA has been doing. And that's designed to strengthen emerging businesses and position them for future growth by helping them take significant step in developing their technical management and marketing capabilities. And that maximum microgrant amount is for $5,000. And then, of course, we have our regular revolving loan fund that is there to assist business owners in our community. So just a lot of programs out there, and just wanted to highlight those real quick for folks. And you can find all of that information on our City of Northfield website. So for those business owners, they're looking for some assistance and want to take their business to the next level, or you want to care for your downtown property here, there's some assistance for folks.
So. Absolutely. And wonderful programs, too, for business owners. I would check into it, especially the small business owners. I mean, I've done that, and I've taken advantage of some of the programs that the EDA has to offer. So it's helped us out with our building and our operations. So.
Yeah.
I can attest to it.
All right.
And it's not just me. We have two out of three people in the room have firsthand experience with that. Let's move things over to Chau now. Let's start off by just getting to know you a little bit. Tell us about yourself, where you're from, how you got to Northfield, what you like to do.
Yeah. Well, thank you guys, first of all, for welcoming me today. Well, my name is Chau, and I am from Faribault, Minnesota. I'm also an Ole at St. Olaf right now. I'm studying psychology and management. I'm 20 years old, so I'm pretty much a baby, and I started my business when I was 19.
All right. And you started this as a student.
Yes,
wow, I did. That's pretty amazing. Do you have time to do both of those?
Yes, but free time is very limited after that. So during the school year, it definitely gets a little rocky. Balancing things is definitely difficult, especially when I did it the first year. But luckily, I was part-time student for one of the semesters, and then a full-time student the next. So I got a little practice in before I switched back onto full-time. But still, it's a very overwhelming experience. But thankfully, I have a lot of family, and the team members at Tinti are just absolutely wonderful. Mm-hmm. So thankfully, I don't have to worry about them too much.
Employees are everything.
Yeah,
that's everything. They make or break a business.
Oh, so yeah. They're awesome. Yeah.
Let's talk about your decision to start a business while still in college. Usually college is pretty much a full load for the students, and some of them may have a little part-time job, but not very many decide to open a business. What led to that?
Yeah, so I entered St. Olaf during COVID, and so, you know, clubs and activities were super limited. I mean, when I went to Faribault High School, I graduated valedictorian. I was, captain of the tennis team, the math team, the science team, along with being senior class president and National Honor Society president. And so my plate was always fully loaded. And when I went to St. Olaf, I was a little lost navigating, not just COVID, but getting myself out there and making friends and whatnot. And so when I was isolated during COVID, I just felt very empty. I didn't feel like I had much of a purpose other than doing my homework and attending classes online. And so I decided to have a conversation with my family about opening up a boba business. And then shortly after that, they weren't fully on board yet. And that's totally okay and understandable. But they said, go ahead and go get your food safety license, and then we'll see where life kind of takes us. So I took my food safety test shortly after, during my first semester of college. And then I found a space on Jefferson Road, which is a wonderful space owned by Blue Water Properties. And the business kind of jump-started from there. And I tell people this all the time, but that phase and that moment in between signing the lease for the property and opening up is very blurry to me. There's just 100 things going on at one time. So, yeah.
Let's talk about tin tea, which is bubble tea. And Rich and I have talked about this the last couple of days.
Yes.
I've never had bubble tea.
Yeah, sure, no, totally okay.
I was going to stop when I found out you were going to be our guest. I was going to stop by after work and get some just so I knew what I was talking about. But by the time I got done with work, it kind of left my mind. So I apologize for that.
Oh,
but
no.
Bubble tea and tin tea, is that a franchise? What led you into this this particular endeavor?
Yeah, bubble tea is a new and upcoming kind of hype amongst the younger generations. I mean, bubble tea is kind of like the coffee of younger generations on like the East and the West Coast. So I decided to jump on that before anyone else could. And then we also, bubble tea is Taiwanese and I'm Vietnamese. So there is a lot of Vietnamese spin on the drinks that we have. And we also have a lot of food items, banh mi, which is a Vietnamese sandwich, and then Vietnamese spring rolls on the weekends, which are awesome. We like to tie in a lot of our culture into our business as well.
Do you did you set up your own menu with your own items and such?
Yeah, we did. And to answer your question from before, Tinti isn't a franchise. Tinti is, so my little brother, his name is Tin. Mm-hmm. So that's where we got the name Tin
okay.
Tea. Yeah, and
that's
so you awesome. Can kind of tell who the family favorite is from there. So
now, does little brother work there yet? Or
yeah, I mean, he does most of the weekends, and he's awesome. I mean, he's much faster than I am. So yeah, he's pretty great. He's only 13, but he's a wonderful, funny kid. Yeah.
All right. Now, does the entrepreneurial spirit reside within your family? Of any of your family members come from a business background?
Yeah. So my parents actually immigrated here about close to 30 years ago, a little under. And when they came here, they were working, really hard. I mean, they were working off of pennies in the very beginning of their kind of first half a decade here in America. And then they decided to open up kind of like a rental property management company, and they bought their first rental house. And so I've been involved in that business for a very long time. When I was really young, I was already translating government papers and, you know, taking on a lot of responsibility for like an 8-year-old. And then on the weekends, I would spend a lot of time with my family, you know, fixing up houses or helping my mom in any way that I could to make her business successful at a young age. And so, yeah, we have a lot of entrepreneur blood in our family.
Let's talk about the future. The present right now, you've got a business. You just celebrated your 1-year anniversary.
Yes.
It seems to be going strong.
Yes.
You still have some studying left at St. Olaf to get your degree.
Right.
I guess let's talk about the short-term future. From now to the time you graduate from St. Olaf College, what are your goals in that time?
Yeah, so excitingly, we are looking into opening up another location in Mankato, and that would be half run by myself and then half run by my older brother, Dot. And I think we make a pretty great team, so I'm very excited for that. And our goal is to have that open by next summer. Otherwise, I'm trying to keep my grades up. At St. Olaf is definitely academically rigorous, but I've been doing well these last semesters, and I hope I don't get too burnt out. But keeping those grades up are very important to me as well as running the business well.
Now, you mentioned you're a psychology major, did I get that right?
Uh-huh.
Is that, do you plan on going into that field or furthering your schooling within the psychology field, or do you feel like you'd rather, you know, get out and do some business and keep the business aspect going?
Yeah, or both, I guess.
You can do them both.
Right, yeah. I think I try to integrate the stuff that I've learned in my psychology classes into my marketing and into my business a lot, especially when it comes to interacting with, you know, other people, and also marketing to the right audience and making our social media posts so they're interesting and they're engaging and they're exciting. So I feel like I'm already integrating a lot of what I'm learning in the classroom to my business at Tinti. My psychology major after college, I'm not quite sure if I'll use it like how many people would, but I definitely would use it in anywhere that I go. And I plan to open up another business when I'm out of college. My long-term goal is to open up a property management firm. And so getting the little bit of experience now, and also the experience from my family's business when I was younger, has definitely led the way into being successful in opening up a property management company.
All right. And lastly, I guess, what about the Northfield's EDA, the Economic Development Authority, played a role, I understand, and you getting the business started?
Not
so much?
Not quite.
Okay.
Not yet.
Not yet,
okay.
Yeah. But it is a wonderful opportunity. I mean, Mayor Ranapana talked to me about it during our ribbon cutting and when we met for the first time. And it sounds like such a wonderful opportunity, and it definitely sounds like something that would take our business to the next level.
All right. Mm-hmm. For the rest of the summer, what do you have planned? Are you going to be able to have a little bit of fun, or is it going to be work fun for you, I guess?
Yes, yeah. I mean, being at Tinti is really fun. And so being a little more on the relaxed side, not having to think about assignments or quizzes and stuff, takes a lot of things off my mind. But otherwise, I plan on fishing and boating and breathing a little bit.
All right.
With the extra time that I have. So
no, I plan on going into a Tinti at some time this week in the next couple of days. What should I order? What kind of bubble tea would be good for me?
Yeah, if you want to go with something really traditional, the Thai tea with the tapioca pearls is our best seller.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, if you're looking for something that's beginner friendly and something not so intimidating, then all of our fruit teas are super good. My favorite right now is the dragon fruit tea with like any type of popping pearls. So like the pomegranate popping pearls or the lychee are both my favorite.
Popping pearls?
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounds adventurous.
Yes.
Wonderful. Well, Chow, we wish you the best of luck in the future. It looks like you're just a hardworking and very sharp young lady, and I think you'll do great in business.
Oh, thank you guys for having me.
And Mayor Fadell, any final words?
Yeah, just thank you again to Chow for coming in. It was such a pleasure to meet her at the
Chambers ribbon cutting for her business. And there's just a wonderful atmosphere there within her business. So just encourage people to go check it out. Try something new. Try something different. You know, you just might find that it's your new fave, you know.
All right.
So anyway, not all businesses need the support programs that we have at the EDA, but they are there for folks if they really want to utilize them. So just encourage people to check those things out. You never know. Maybe there's another business owner that mm-hmm. you know that could really utilize the different programs to help take their business to the next level. So the EDA is there. Nate Carlson is always there at City Hall there to assist businesses and just encourage our young entrepreneurs, which Chow is one of those, which is just an amazing story of just hard work and perseverance and tenacity. Mm-hmm. So it just congratulations again. It's fantastic. And we have our, I think tonight is one of our library programs, community.
Books and Stars.
Yes, Books and Stars. I think they're at Central Park tonight, mm-hmm. 6 o'clock, I think. Mm-hmm. So people...
I'll go with that.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. Encourage people just get out and enjoy this beautiful weather. We are just so fortunate to have just some nice weather days here. So.
And Chow, one last plug for Tinty. You're located, is it on Highway 3?
Yes, yes. We're on Jefferson Road. We're right next to the building that Grand Plaza, Pro Nails, and James Gang
sure.
is in.
Yeah. All right. Wonderful. Well, once again, best of luck to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah, thank
and,
you for having
Mayor,
me.
Mayor, thank you so much for coming mm-hmm. in.
Yeah.
Northfield Mayor Wanda Pownell, along with Chow Truong from Tin Tea here in town. You're listening to 95.1 The One.